White House, Trump's economic boom benefiting working class most. By Robert Krajicek on December 23, 2019. Americans without college degrees and with martial backgrounds are seeing the biggest gains within the economy under President Donald Trump's administration, said White House Deputy Director of Communications Adam Kennedy in an interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Matt Boyle. Boyle invited Kennedy's remarks on the House of Representatives' passage of the United States-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement, USMCA, and the broader economy. Kennedy replied, "The president, since day one, has been working hard to make sure that American families, the American people, are at the center of this administration and what we are trying to achieve, and we've seen that in the economy. We've seen that in our new trade agreement, the USMCA, with South Korea, and with many others. This is a president who has put the economy and the American people first and foremost in every single one of our policy initiatives." Kennedy added, "One of the things this economy has really been spectacular at is making sure that people who used to be left behind in previous economies, people without college degrees, people who come from more martial backgrounds, have seen some of the biggest gains. Listen. Blue-collar workers," added Kennedy, "had yielded the largest economic benefits across Trump's presidential tenure. So in manufacturing, the non-supervisory positions, the people who are actually on the floor doing the work, have received the highest wage gains," stated Kennedy. "What USMCA does, one of the most important things it does, is put in place tougher labor standards for manufacturing, so we're going to have fewer factories and manufacturers moving to Mexico, moving out of this country. Instead, because of these provisions, there's a strong incentive for them to stay here." Kennedy remarked, "So one of the big things we've seen is manufacturing is kind of roaring back in this country, after so many people that it was never going to come back at all, that we had to resign ourselves to losing all of our factories. USMCA is really going to solidify that growth and accelerate it." Republicans are unified in opposing Democrats' impeachment push against the president, estimated Kennedy. Boyle asked, "If there is a Senate impeachment trial, and there's an eventual Senate vote, do you expect that there may be a bipartisan opposition in the Senate? And do you expect Republicans will stick together other there? I don't think we've seen any Republicans really breaking with the president in the Senate. We've seen all the Republicans unified in the House. And Democrats, like Joe Manchin, he says he is very uneasy with what's going on. Do you think there's a possibility that there's a bipartisan vote against convicting the president and a partisan vote, like what we saw in the House in favor of it? Absolutely, I think that's actually the more likely outcome than the other way around," responded Kennedy. Kennedy concluded, "We've seen the Republicans be incredibly unified on this, and we've seen the Democrats just completely divided, completely coming apart, almost, at the very idea." Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.